Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Strong can come to him, not just the mighty, but the weak and helpless can be cleansed. The small, the sick, the hurt, the sad can all be redeemed. He said, whosoever will may come, and that included me. Whosoever
been looking this week at Matthew chapter number 27, and we're looking at the miracles of Calvary, speaking about the darkness specifically. This darkness was no doubt associated with punishment, and it was no doubt associated with people, but we're going to look today at how that it's also associated with Christ. This is going to be part number 4 of the message, and we pray that it's going to be a blessing to you as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Now, this darkness was no doubt associated with punishment, and this darkness was no doubt associated with people, but it was also, I see it this way, that this darkness was associated with Christ. The darkness represented the punishment which Christ was taking for every sinner. This darkness was not His darkness. No, He was the light. He took our darkness, amen. He took our wickedness to His tree with Him, so that we wouldn't be punished by God.
He took our punishment. He took, listen, I want you to know this. He not only took a physical beating. Y'all with me this evening? He not only took a physical beating. Amen. By those, all of those that man fought against, by all of those men that came to crucify, that first three hours was man's fun. But I'll tell you something, the last 3 hours was God's holy righteous judgment upon sin. Amen. He took my physical, but yes, he also took my spiritual and dealt with God the Father on our sin. Friend, I want you to know tonight, it's because of Christ that we're free. Because of Christ. The cry from the cross. Cry of Christ at the end of the darkness. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? A person who rejects Christ as Savior, I'll be forsaken by God in eternity. We'll spend eternity in the darkness of a place called hell. But the first time that Jesus addresses God on the cross, it was in the normal tone. He called him Father. The first utterance from the cross was this: Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But notice how his wording changes in the middle of the cross. He says it this way. He doesn't call him Father at this point. He calls him God. He says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And in the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Which is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? H.A. Ironside pointed out that Psalms 22 says this in verse number 1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me, departing there? You see that? And from the words of my roaring, he's talking about his physical body. His roaring of his hurt and his pain. He's speaking with the intent of hurting, a pain of suffering in his roaring. Verse 17, this chapter pictures Christ suspended on the cross, and Jesus was so ripped apart that he could see his own bones. Verse 17, and I may tell all of my bones, they look at me and stare upon me. Jesus cries, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And with these words, the psalmist brings out and then goes on, But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. And down there in verse number 6, but I am a worm, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. It tells of the place he took in lowly grace for our acceptance. I'll tell you something, we don't have a clue. We don't have a clue tonight what our Lord went through in the pain and the suffering and the separation. We have absolutely no clue what God or what Jesus went through while suffering and hanging on Calvary's Hill. I'm reminded of a worm. He said, I'm a worm. I'm reminded of a worm that's found down in Mexico. It's a worm called the tola. It's a little insect like a cochineal. Down in Mexico, it's from the blood of the crushed cochineal, we get a beautiful crimson dye, a red dye, if you will. But in the same way, from the tola was made a scarlet dye, with which the great ones of this world colored their garments. One you get a red, and while the other one you get a royal color. Jesus was basically saying, I'm like the tola. I'm crushed to death that others may be robed in my glory. I'm telling you tonight, amen, he's made us kings and priests with him, amen. Thank God it was his cross, but it was my cross. He took my suffering. He took my shame. He took my physical death, and he took my spiritual separation. And I tell you, he dealt with them at Calvary, thank God, so that you and I could have redemption and be free from the judgment and the punishment of sin. I don't understand it tonight. Thank God, what a blessing. Jesus, had Jesus not died in our place, we'd have ever lived in darkness. Out of the darkness of Calvary, God, by the death of his Son, brought to humanity the opportunity for eternal life. You and I get the benefits of his suffering. We get the benefits of his punishment. because of what he did, amen. And all he's asking is, wouldn't you like me to be your Lord and Savior? And I tell you, upon accepting Christ, we get the glory, we get the benefits, we get the aid, we get the glories of God. Amen. That's what we get when we get saved by the grace of God. I'm gonna tell you tonight. I like what that old song said that we sang earlier tonight. I once was lost in sin till Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Amen. Take your Bible tonight and go to Revelation chapter number 22 and we'll close. I want just, if I can, I want to show you because of what Jesus did, what our eternity is going to look like. What Jesus did. Revelation chapter number 22. Show you just what Jesus did. Because Jesus died on the cross and because Jesus took our darkness, when we get to heaven, thank God, I want you to know this, we get to enjoy His light. Revelation chapter number 22, verse number 5, and there shall be no night there, and they have no need for the candle, neither light of the sun, S-U-N, sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. You know why I find it interesting? Thank God, I like the way He incorporated us into that ending, don't you? He didn't say, I'm going to reign forever. No, He said, they. We're going to be with Him, amen. And we're going to get to rule and reign with Him for all of eternity. I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you ain't never been saved, you're living in a life of darkness, sin, and wickedness. Oh, I'm going to tell you, what you need to do is you need to get the light. Jesus is that light. The closer you get to Christ, amen, the more light you're going to have, amen. We just looked at one of those miracles. Don't you know this? There's three more. That darkness was a part of the miracle of the Lord Jesus Christ. You think about that. My. Had to be a divine thing. At Calvary. If those that did not believe in Jesus, God still gave them an opportunity to see who He was. While they might not have seen the miracles, while they might not have been there when He fed the 5,000, they were there and saw the darkness. Amen. And that was enough, I believe, to cause some of them to believe. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we come to the throne of grace tonight. We just want to thank You for what You've done. God, how could we ever thank You enough? Well, we are blessed, blessed, blessed to be a child of the King. Thank You so much for Calvary. Thank You for dying on the cross. Thank You for, Lord God, bleeding, Lord Jesus, for our sins. Thank You for paying my sin debt at Calvary. Oh, Lord God, thank You for dying and suffering physically. But, oh, God, thank You, Lord Jesus, for also dealing with my spiritual side. God, thank You for dealing with my past sins, my present sins, my future sins. Thank You for all that, that we might be able to one day stand with You in the light of victory in the glory world. We do love You. Thank You for all You do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.